WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Here's some optimism for you. More than half of millennials, those born between 1981 and 1996, believe that they will be millionaires at some point in their lives. This according to a TD Ameritrade survey. But as indicated by a Brookings Institution report, reality could prove to be far less pleasant. According to that report, median wealth among millennials in 2016 was lower than among similarly aged cohorts during any year from 1989 to 2007, largely because of the devastating impacts of the global financial crisis. Median wealth among millennials was approximately 25% lower in 2016 than among similarly aged households in 2007. In other words, while many millennials believe that they will eventually become millionaires, they are actually less prosperous than many of those from older generations when those people were younger. While it is true that millennials have certain advantages over prior generations, like educational attainment and longer life expectancies, they also suffer from some distinct disadvantages, according to Brookings. For instance, higher levels of debt accompany their higher levels of education. What's more, millennials are largely responsible for funding their own retirements. Many members of previous generations could rely upon pensions and other defined benefit plans to a certain extent. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.